Now, for many, setting the table this Thanksgiving can be, to put it lightly, a stressful time, right? With so many dishes to prepare and preferences to consider. But for most families across the country, you only need to think about a handful of guests, right? Just close family, maybe. Well, our next guest works tirelessly every Thanksgiving to make sure that upwards of 3,500 people leave the table satisfied. Butchie Molly is the owner and president of both the Coral House and Millridge Inn. There he is. It's good to have
Happy
you on. Welcome to National Report. Good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning.
Good to
Thanks
see you.
Thanks for having me.
A big day for you. At your restaurants, you have, correct me if I'm wrong, you have to prepare about 5,000 pounds of turkey just for today. Right. So, I mean, obviously, what goes into this behemoth of a task and process?
It's a monumental task. I mean, we do this every year, but this year it kind of grew. I guess because, you know, post-pandemic, people are out there. We start this process a couple of weeks ago just to round up all the food, especially now where there's a shortage on just about everything. Getting turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce, all the different items that are, you know, required for a great turkey, you know, feast. And that's what we do for everybody. Big portions, beautiful setting. And, you know, it's a beautiful place, the Millridge Inn and the Coral House. These are home-style family places that people love to go to, and now they're back. And we took every effort to get it done, and that's where we are today.
Well, tell me, you mentioned the shortage of getting some of these things. You know, we've heard about earlier in the year the supply chain problems and just across the board everything. And now we're talking about inflation hitting the turkey table this year with the price of turkey up 23%. Stuffing is up 69%. And every other dish at the table is up at least 10%. So that's really hitting people's wallets pretty hard. How is it impacting your Thanksgiving prices?
What we did was we just raised it according to what it cost us. The difference of what the expense is, that was our raise. It was a couple of dollars a meal. It was very minimal. See, it's not only the prices of the turkey and the food items, it's the stuff behind it. Like, you need soap to wash the dishes, and you need, you know, packaging, and you need, you know, Sterno to keep the food hot. All these items, like Sterno, tripled in price. The simple little thing that, you know, keeps the food hot on a buffet. People don't realize these are the little things that go into effect when you're working. The price of gas, the price of, like, natural gas to cook with, everything is up, and it's a challenge. But, you know, we want the people to be happy. We want to keep our customer base happy, which is most important to me.
Yeah, I mean, it all fits together, and you know, one thing affects the other in the overall chain. What's been the toughest thing to get this year? Has there been anything really difficult to come by, whether it's turkey, whether it's stuffing, whether it's cranberry sauce?
It's hard to get consistency. Like, if you get picked a beautiful brand of, let's say, stuffing, or we make our own stuffing, but whatever it may be, cranberry sauce, your cranberries, we search around in many different vendors just to fulfill our orders. Now, no one vendor can handle it, and it's not because we're so large. You just don't have enough stock, and they run out everywhere. You'll see turkey brands that are different brand names that you've never seen before, but they're bringing out from farms, I guess, all around the country or the area just to fulfill orders. That's why the expense is so great.
Yeah, so it's really an all hands on deck type situation, particularly at your restaurant as well. Hey, I'm curious, Butch, what's your opinion as far as the best type of family to walk through your door on Thanksgiving? You know, well-behaved, well-mannered, good tipping, all of the above?
I always service, the tip and the service go hand in hand, so I'm never really worried about that. Do we give good service? I'm more concerned about the families that care. And, you know, when you have a lot of turnover, sometimes people don't, you know, they'll sit there for 7 hours because it's like, I think it's their living room, which is fine because that's what they're there for. But the best kind of family is a young family. You see them growing and they're there with you for, you know, decades. I've been doing this for 40 years. You see some of these same customers year after year, and their children are growing up, and they're bringing their children, and that's what makes you feel really good to me.
Butch, we got time for one more question. You know, you're busy running your businesses, welcoming people in, making sure that they have a great Thanksgiving. What about you? What do you do today? I mean, obviously you're working. You know, you have to run the ship. But what are your plans?
My family's used to me. They're used to my being out there and working hard since, you know, since we started. We usually have a late Thanksgiving in my home. we'll start around 7 because our reservations end at 4:30 at my places. So people are mostly out of there by 6:30. And from there, we go and we have a good time.
I think that's a good time. You know, 7 o'clock is a good time to start. You know, some people, they start at 3, and I'm like, man, that's way too early, man. But hey, we're working too. So Butch, Yamali, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Great insight. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thank you, everyone.